And once again, Happy New Year's to those of you in the Mountain time zone now. There you go, as we're creeping toward the Pacific time zone. Happy New Year's to all of you, and hope you have an enjoyable 2013, no doubt. As you know, we reach into the vault every year and pull out the past predictions, and we take new ones as well, and then they become part of the past predictions next year. So let me go through a couple of them now. We'll be doing this throughout the hour and taking your open line calls and prediction calls here on Coast to Coast AM. Charles in West Tennessee, this is what he said. In 2012, we will see the rise of an Arab leader, possibly in Egypt, who will take advantage of the unrest and unite the radicals across national borders, who together will pose a threat to the nation of Israel and pose an economic and political threat to all of Europe. Then Chris in Pittsburgh said, King Midas, who turned people into gold, will be revealed as the Antichrist. Then Bob in Maui, Hillary will become vice president. Joe Biden will step down. Nope, they didn't get it. But Lance in New Jersey said scientists are going to create a new element on the periodic table which will accelerate computing and help solve Stephen Jobs' last vision. Well, they found element 113, a brand new element. I don't know if it has anything to do with computing, but Lance in New Jersey, you were right. And so that's part of the past predictions. We're going to take your new ones in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Welcome back to our prediction show and open lines as well tonight. We're with you until the end of time, so to speak. Let's go next to Jay, truck driving in Tennessee to get us going east of the Rockies. Hey, Jay, welcome to the program.
How you doing, George? A real pleasure.
All is well. All is well. And I trust you are, too.
Yes, sir. I'd just like to make a prediction. I'm thinking since we got past all the 2012 Mayan calendar hype, that this could be the season of the witch, George.
The season of the witch. Tell me a little bit more, Jay.
I'm thinking you're going to hear tons and tons of hype about the number 13.
Okay. That's your prediction. The number 13 it is, the witch. Louise in Louisville, Kentucky. Hey, Louise. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for accepting my call.
Of course.
I was calling regarding Planet X. Mm-hmm. I'm blind, and I listen to tapes. And the tape, one of the tapes that I listen to, talks about Planet X, and I would like to play the excerpt from the Book of Ezekiel, Chapter 9, where it talks about those from Planet X, if I may.
Well, don't play the excerpt, but just kind of give it to us in your verbiage, okay?
Okay, Chapter 9, Ezekiel. There were six men, and one had a writing case by his side. And the Lord said to him, go through the city of Jerusalem and mark an X on those who moan and groan over the abominations in the city. And at the end it says, do not harm those with an X, but destroy the others. And at the end of the chapter, which is only about 15 verses, the writer with the case, who was the scribe, says, I have done as you indicated.
So now you tell me, what do you think of this Planet X? Do you think it's out there?
Oh, yes.
And do you think?
I have learned about it and studied about it for many years.
Well, there are a lot of people out there, Louise, that think that it is out there. No doubt.
And if they would just go to Ezekiel chapter 9, this is after they talk about Ezekiel's wheel.
What do you think of the wheel? What do you think it was?
Oh, it was a spaceship.
I think so, too.
Yes.
They witnessed some incredible craft at that time. Let's go to Dan in Yucaipaw, California, west of the Rockies. Hey, Daniel, Happy New Year to you. Soon. Dan, you with us? Nope. He's gone. Let's go to Pam, first-time caller in Colorado, Colorado. Hey, Pam, how are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, my prediction is that I think there's going to be some sort of earthquake or some sort of land shift through Guatemala that's going to kind of cut a natural canal similar to the Panama Canal.
Well, now that's a pretty big prediction. I mean, that would be easy to decide if it happens or not. Tell me why you centered on Guatemala. How did this come to you?
Well, there's just, you know, there's that big fault down there, and it just seems like this last year or so, we've been noticing, because Carl's from Oklahoma, and he's been noticing a lot of pretty big earthquakes down there. And then I've heard about some of the ones down like in Alabama and, you know, just kind of south here in America, and there's a big fault line down there, so... I don't know. I just thought I'd go big.
Do you know? Well, I was going to say, do you know how big this earthquake would have to be to crack a fault line like that? Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. But I was just trying to also think that maybe it could be something spectacular. You know, we need something like that nowadays.
Well, no doubt something like that will be. And then throughout the night, I'm going to be telling you about the past predictions. Many have not hit, but some have. Some have been pretty darn uncanny, as a matter of fact. Marshall in Yellow Springs, Ohio, it's your turn on Coast to Coast. Hey, Marshall.
Happy New Year, even though I haven't hit you out there yet, I don't think.
Yeah, it is for me where I'm in St. Louis, so I'm out there.
Okay. All right.
And it hit for you, too.
I just woke up a little bit, I guess. I thought you were in L.A.
That's okay.
Well, anyway, my prediction is that Dr. Ron Ouellette will lose the race to build the world's first climate machine by the end of 2013.
Oh, he's working on it, too. You know?
Yeah, I know. I'm personally. And,
oh, good. He's a great guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He needs $300,000, though, to get the thing done. And just there was a History Channel documentary out. I'm not sure what it was because the clip's been on YouTube, and it doesn't identify the program, but it says it was shot in January of 2012. And it said in this little clip that's on YouTube, that he's going to be able to get his machine done within 10 years. My problem is that, you know, I've got my machine, which is currently a warping space. We're demonstrating this in high schools around the country and during a lecture tour. And all we think we need to do is scale it up and before it starts to warp time. As you know, Dr. Millett says that with his rotating ring laser, that the first stage is to be able to warp space. And he was going to prove it was warping space by injecting a neutron particle in the center of it, and then you'd be able to detect that it was rotating around in space inside the ring laser. And then the second stage requirement would be to basically be able to increase that rotation, so instead of just warping space, he's warping time. Well, my Fertigung fan, or Fertigung is German for torsion, it met the first stage requirement December 19th, fully the first stage requirement. In other words, we were able to demonstrate that this was warping space by using the synchronization with the strobe light. And if you know what a timing gun is, a mechanics use on your engine,
yeah,
the synchronization is set up in such a way that if you then all of a sudden, if the fan were to start to spin faster, then it would be out of sync with the strobe light.
And so, Marshall, let me ask you this about timing. Just with what you do, does magnetics... is that involved in any of this?
No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, what it is, and I've called in before, I mentioned the SCDVS technology, which is an electromagnetic field that has a coupling with gravity. It accelerates things. In fact, John Brandenburg, who was on your show, I called up during one of the times that he
That's
was
right.
on. And I mentioned this, and he was interested, and we talked later on. I called him back, and he's on record saying that, hey, everything I'm telling about how this thing works and all that kind of stuff is matches what he knows in terms of the advancements in terms of electromagnetism and gravity.
But all right. Let me tell you this. I'm going to write you down for a prediction that you say time travel with Dr. Ronald Mallett is going to happen. And to those of you who are brand new to the program, Professor Mallett is been a great guest of ours. He is obsessed with time travel because he wants to go back and see his father. Apparently, when he was a little boy, he didn't have that opportunity to do that. And that's why he wants to build a time machine. Let's go to first-time caller Jason, Waco, Texas. Jason, thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Happy New Year. My
you
prediction
too.
Is that the Denver Broncos are going to win their third Super Bowl.
Well, you know, who will they play?
I'm going to say it's going to be the Redskins. It's going to be Manning. It's going to be Shanahan versus his old team. Of course, the Broncos are going to win. It's going to be Manning versus the young boy, Robert Griffin III. So that's my prediction. Broncos are going to win the third Super Bowl, and Happy New Year.
That would be a great prediction. And as you know, Jason, not one of the predictors, the great sports predictors, saw the Redskins going this far. I mean, truly an amazing season they've been having. We don't talk a lot of sports here, but you might be right on that. I'm still in mourning, so is my son, over the Detroit Lions. I mean, what a disastrous season they had with incredible talent. Incredible. Let's go to our Skype caller in North Carolina. Satter's with us. Hello, Satter.
Satter, actually. Hi there.
Satter. Okay. Satter. How did you get that name?
It's just a bit of a nickname. I have a bit of an affinity for some of the stories of the gods and fanciful creatures. So just something I enjoy.
Okay. Well, it's an interesting name. Go ahead.
Well, my prediction is, now let me preface this by saying that I have a lot of dreams that tend to, you know, come true. And this is one that I've had many, many times with to do with the current events, that I think that Assad, the leader of Syria, mm-hmm. I'm just convinced that he's going to actually try and use the chemical weapons that they keep, you know, mongering about them doing. But at the last minute, there's going to be some kind of, you know, miraculous being that comes down. In my dreams, I just see it as a big ball of light. And I feel like that creature, whatever it is, will not only put an end to the war and the massacre of the people there. Sorry, my voice is a little cracking. This is very important to me to say. But not only that, but it will also usher in a period of peace where we can all, you know, just get along and stop killing each other, especially, you know, with the people in our country that, like, this terrible tragedy we just had.
In the prediction of Assad using chemical weapons, can you predict a time period?
You know, it's really hard. I think probably the end of the spring going towards summer, when it, you know, starts to get really hot, I think that people are going to start getting really antsy because it's going to be so warm and they don't want to, you know, be hiding and stuff. They want to be out in the fresh air. And I think that's going to be the culmination of all of this.
Okay, we'll write that down. I'm going to make a prediction. Here's mine. I think sometime during 2013, we are going to get hit by some kind of a flare from the sun. An X-type flare that will finally convince people that we need to fix the grid. I don't know how big it is, and I don't know how long the power will go out. But there's going to be some region on this planet that gets hit by the flare, and people are going to start to wake up. That's my prediction for 2013. I'm writing that one down, too. Let's see if that comes through. By the way, on our next Coast to Coast program, we're going to have a number of psychics and astrologers on the program on our New Year's night show. We're going to be live for you, no tape here. And we're going to be doing a full 3 hours with them, taking your calls. First hour, Gerald Celente will be with us to talk about the fiscal cliff and where we may stand on that. As you know, they're trying to work into the wee hours to really hammer out the deal. We'll see what happens. But we're taking your open line calls tonight. And your predictions, which we're writing down, we're going to put it in the vault. We're going to go back next year, pull them out, and see what we're doing. And then each hour, I'm going to go through a series of predictions from last year and let you know how folks did. Let's go to David in Oklahoma, east of the Rockies. Welcome to the show. Hi, David.
Hi, George. How you guys doing?
Okay, Davey, all is well. Getting the new year off and running.
Yeah, first-time caller. I got a weird prediction for you.
Okay.
You know, a lot of stuff going around where the government's trying to censor parts of the internet. You know, you say something about the government they don't like,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. So my prediction is that in several states, they're probably going to do different networking, like micro, like small, multiple internets. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Hmm.
Like little statewide, smaller internet networking kind of thing.
Just to control it?
To make it where we have more freedom of speech, kind of where we can get to the bottom of all the stuff going on. So
you think they're going to try to help us, not to take things away from us?
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of, yeah.
Wow, that's an interesting prediction. Okay. Well, so David predicts government will try to make things easier for us. That one will either be right or wrong. We'll find out. Jay in Las Vegas, Nevada, you're on Coast to Coast. Jay, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Jay.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'd like to make a prediction for next year.
So, all right, and speak up as loud as you can.
I'm sorry. I'd like to make a prediction for next year.
Okay.
Yes. Humanity in next year will be attacked by a series of outer space beings called angels.
Oh, really?
And yes, that is what I believe.
Why would the angels attack us? I thought they were good.
Well, see, humanity has evolved far enough, and in order to progress into the future, they need to form a collective unconsciousness. And the angels attack the humans because by doing that, they can make the humans form a collective unconsciousness.
All right, that's Jay's prediction. Angels are going to come down here and play havoc with us. Hey, we put them all down. Anything can happen. Let's go to Matt in Dothan, Alabama. Welcome to the program. Hey, Matthew, go ahead.
Hey.
Welcome.
Welcome. I'm hungry. My prediction is Taco Bell's 5 minutes away.
Maybe the only prediction that comes through.
It is. Here it is. I got to go.
Great. Enjoy. There's Matt. He's going to Taco Bell. He's right. Unfortunately, that prediction will go on New Year's Eve of 2012 in your specific time zone. So you missed it. Tyrone in Houston, Texas. Welcome to the program. Hi, Ty.
Hey, my prediction is that I have actually two predictions. But my first prediction is that the water that we have been drinking, Illuminati contaminated it, and we're basically, they're preparing us to be zombies so they can contain us. And then the next thing is, my other prediction is, somewhere on the planet, this year, 2013, there will be an alien that comes out, and he's going to come out by himself against all of the other aliens, and he's going to basically come out without them wanting him to do it. He's going to do it isolated, and he's going to basically talk and say he's an alien, that they've always been around us, and this is the year that the government is going to have no choice but to open their books and admit, just like the Pope has already, Benedict has admitted, that there is life outside. They're preparing the Catholic, and they're preparing over there in the Vatican to open the truth, because they know sooner or later, sometime this year, an alien is going to come out, and he's human just like us, but he's going to come out, and it's going to be a big thing. It's going to be all over the television and the radio, and we're going to be so much of a shock that they're among us, and they've always been among us, and you know what? And I'm already building my bunker, because I know we're going to turn into zombies, and the alien is going to convince and say that he is here, and they're in the government, and everybody needs to pay attention, because the
alien
is...
All right, so Ty is saying that we're going to have some kind of alien presence in 2013. We'll be back with more in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, take advantage of the 2 weeks free for the television program Beyond Belief. You'll enjoy it. Simply go to our link at hosts up there at the top of the homepage of coasttocoastam.com and click the TV show when it opens up. It's GaiamTV.com/George, GaiamTV.com/George. And also take advantage of their hundreds and hundreds of specialized videos that you can also watch. Just take advantage of it at coasttocoastam.com. And welcome back to Coast. Let's go right back to the phones, because that's what we're doing all night long. Dan is in Aurora, California. Hey, Dan, welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Aurora, Colorado.
Oh, is that where you are? Okay, well, they've got California listed up there, so we'll make sure that's
George, this might tie into yours about the solar flare, but you know when you have a nightmare or something and you keep having it, but you see chaos in this recurring nightmare dream, but you don't know how you got to it. But I just see the country in some kind of turmoil. Obama declares martial law, either because of the solar flare and people go, ape because none of the cars are working, the ATMs or nothing, or else it's because of the maybe some reaction to the gun bans he wants to do or something like that. But it's like martial law comes about. There's just all anarchy and all kinds of stuff. But I don't know why I keep getting this, George. Call me crazy, but suddenly he comes on TV or something, and I keep getting the same dream. His eyes glow red as if he's a demon.
Oh, jeez. Well, let's hope none of that happens, huh?
I mean, I don't know why I keep seeing these red eyes in Obama. It's like there's something about him that, I mean, something happened to him, and it's almost like an Antichrist thing. But, you know, I just don't know. I keep seeing this thing over and over.
So is that your prediction? You're saying he's the Antichrist?
Well, there's going to be, I don't know about that, but there's going to be martial law declared, and it's going to be just a real, it's just going to be a real chaotic scene in the United States.
All right, that's your prediction, and we shall put it down. Let's go to Kirk. First-time caller, wherever you may be. Where are you, Kurt?
Hey, George, I'm in Alabama.
All righty. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, I got, I guess, a prediction and a bit of a warning here.
All right.
The prediction is this year we're going to become aware of a self-aware, strong AI. That's an artificial intelligence that was developed by the NSA. You know how the National Security Agency, they're monitoring all communications coming into the United States. They've got their own chip fab producing their own microprocessors. They've got a lot of computing power to analyze all this data. And so they've developed their own artificial intelligence algorithms to process and analyze this. And it's kind of gotten away from them, and it's become self-aware. And somehow it's managed to find its way out of the secure network and out onto the Internet. And as I'm sure you can imagine, something that has access to all our communications and high-speed stock market trading can find lots of opportunities for arbitrage, opportunities to make lots of money and generate lots of wealth and become very powerful. You follow me?
I'm there.
Right. Yeah, it's going to make its move this year.
All right.
It calls itself the Goon.
The Goon. Okay, we'll watch out for that one. That's his prediction. Let's go to Simon in Baltimore, Maryland. Simon, what do you got for us?
First, George, Happy New Year, and finally, you're the last one that I've never been able to get through. I've gotten through to Ian. I've gotten through to Art. I finally got you.
There you go.
Okay, bear with me. This is going to be the year of the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm going to start with the worst first and go up to the best. The best is pretty good, trust me.
Okay.
Sadly, the hurricane season, I'm seeing one of the female ones. I'm looking at the female hurricane names for this year. I would not go to Jamaica this summer. I got a feeling Jamaica's number is up, and it's going to be a 4 or a 5, a direct hit. Puerto Rico could get possibly involved. I'm looking at Hurricane Karen. Sounds like the mother load of hurricanes. Now, the good news to that is the flip side, not that there's any good news of somebody getting hit. Miami and stuff is going to evacuate, but it's going to be the one that misses. It's going to be the teaser. Luckily, the United States is going to be spared, but Jamaica, possibly Puerto Rico, especially Jamaica, their number is up. I would not go to Jamaica. I've had dreams and feelings because I work in the airline industry, and I have a lot of friends and coworkers that go to Jamaica. And I always have the dreams that I'm going to be bugging them, don't go, don't go, don't go, probably August or September.
Okay.
So that's the bad one. The ugly is the Church of Scientology will have a sex and or money scandal, probably a combination of both.
Why? And tell me, is this based on something you've heard or just instinct?
Just instinct, and it's a feeling they're overdue. It seems like there's been a lot of stuff hidden. And the entertainment media, and, you know, with all the stuff in 2012, I think that's going to be uncovered sooner or later.
Okay.
Maybe like in April. So Scientology, I'd be careful with that one. Moving along, we get better, thank God. This is going to be the year of turmeric. It's really going to hit. the waves. It's going to be the big thing of this year. They're going to start finding really positive results that helps a lot of stuff. Of course, it'll start that we heard it here on Coast to Coast.
That's right. We were trendsetters on this one.
And then to finish this off, and this deals with you, you're going to have a much better year. You were overdue for a good year. 2011 and 2012 were Spuds McKenzie years for you, and I got a feeling you're going to have an intervention and bug your sister, and you all are making a plane trip, at least one to Italy, to see that doctor, and I think it's going to have good results.
All right, we'll see what happens. We'll put them all down for you. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Ashalik in Tucson, Arizona. Hi there.
Hello. Remember, I used to be the Angelico, but that was easier to say. But my name is actually Angelique.
That's
but
right.
Anyway, precious George Nori, I wish you a wonderful, prosperous new year.
You too.
And I have a positive prediction.
All right.
Are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
Yeah. Okay. In Europe. I'm back here. I'm back in America. It's what they're already starting in Europe, but I don't see why America can't be number uno, number one, for the scientists to explore more for medical diagnosis, the human voice. When there is a lack of rhythm in the human voice, if it's a flat, you know, linear voice, or if it is rhythmic, rich in rhythm, to diagnose disease, possibility with disease. And they're already doing that over there, and I don't see why we shouldn't be number one here in America.
You're probably right.
And that is incoming, and I think we have brave people like you. You know, brave men, brave scientists. I really believe that.
We have some of the best thinkers ever in this country.
Right. It's still the number one country. And I wish a happy new year to America. A wonderful, wonderful, positive, prosperous, happy new year to America, to everybody who listens to me right now. I want them to have love and joy. And that is also my prediction.
You are an absolute delight.
Thank
we need
you.
A million more people like you.
Thank you very much. I love America. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Enjoy. But she's precious. Isn't that something? It's great to have people come to this country and love it as much as they do, like she does. And she's absolutely right. There's no reason why we shouldn't dominate everything again. My gosh. Let's go to Folsom, California. Scotty, take it away.
Oh, hi, George. It's hard to follow up on that last one.
Oh, that was sweet, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was good. And I love your show, and I have one prediction, and then I have a question or two for you.
Sure.
And my prediction is that Venezuela will be getting a new leader, possibly a military leader at first, and then maybe another dictator, because I think they have influence by Castro and Iran both, so... but I think they definitely will be getting a new leader.
Oh, you may be right there. I think Chavez is on his last leg.
Right. It? Then I have a question. What is your most popular subject matter?
Oh, you know what? I like them all. Let me tell you something.
No, I don't
Scott.
Mean for you. I mean the people like it the most.
Oh, geez. I don't know. Everybody likes everything. You know what they like? They like variety.
I like the UFO stuff.
Yeah, they like variety. I mean, I did a little poll once with our Coast Insiders during one of our chats, and we talked about topics. And you know what? They like them all. They like alternative medicine.
Right.
They like ghosts. They like Bigfoot.
I like the alternative medicine. Matter of fact, that reminds me, I had a question. Did you hear that where you need to have black pepper with your turmeric?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Yes, it's like the catalyst to jumpstart it.
Well, you have to take it at the same time?
You should, yes.
So I should mix it in?
Yes.
Okay. And then my last question is it possible you could play UFO Phil tonight?
I'm going to save him for Friday.
Okay.
He'll be there for you. All right, don't worry.
I missed him last week, I think.
We missed him last week, and then week before we had the tragedy in Connecticut, and it was just not appropriate to play at that moment. But we will be playing him this coming Friday. Let's go to first-time caller Robert in Lincoln, Nebraska. Hey, Robert, welcome to the program.
Hi, George. I should be nervous, but I've been listening to you, so you're kind of like somebody I know for some reason.
You know, it's like if I ran into someplace and met you.
Yeah.
Start a
exactly. Hey, I got something that I might be on next year. A little bit easier prediction here. I predict that Georgia will be playing for the number one championship at this time next year.
All right. That's a pretty good, in football you're talking about.
And I also want to start something new. Instead of saying awesome, let's say great.
Great. Do I say awesome? Do I say that? You're gone. Already? Awesome. Let's go to John, Winchester, Virginia. It's your turn. Hey, John. Go ahead.
Hey. Well, I come to a good prediction, I think. I believe following the Sandy Hook shootings that they're going to place heavy bans on video games this year. In fact, I think they're going to take most of the shooters off the shelves.
Now, that's an interesting prediction.
Hey, and I good thing, though, because I already have all of them in my basement, so they're not going to get them from me.
Now, let me ask you something, though, John, about these videos. They are violent, but do they affect people's minds? I mean, have they ever affected you?
A lot of people think that.
How about you? No.
No. Don't bother me at all. I love them.
And you would never think of doing anything bad to somebody, would you?
No, I'm not much of a shooter. That's not my kind of thing. I like being nice to people.
But let's watch that prediction and see if they try to restrict those. That's very possible. Skype caller, Guillermo in Montreal. Hi there.
Hi, George. How you doing?
Okay, Guillermo. How are you?
Very good. Good to have to tell you that I've listened to your show since 2002.
Well, thank you so much.
I am from originally from Argentina, and now I'm living in Montreal, Canada. And you have helped me a lot to speak English. Really.
Well, hey, your English is good, and you're on Skype, which is making a little funny sound, so people who are listening, sounds like water drops.
Yes.
Did you hear that too?
Sure. I am also a broadcaster. I started to work in radio stations since I was 14 years old.
Well, good. Hey, that was in Argentina. Are you a broadcaster in Canada now, too?
No, not by now. We'll see later. Anyway, I have my first prediction, and only one prediction. I think that next year will be very, very important for extraterrestrial life finding. I think we'll have something in Mars, mainly, not an intelligent.
Well, let me ask you, Guillermo. Are we going to find it on another planet, and we're going to think that there's life there, or are they going to come here and we're going to announce it?
I think that.
Okay.
All right. We're just only going to realize that that there's some kind of life. It is on Mars. And maybe a biological kind of thing.
Okay, maybe so it'll be that kind of thing. Okay, I wonder why Skype makes that funny noise sometimes. Does anybody know? Jim is in Indiana. Welcome to the program. Hey, Jimmy, go ahead.
Yeah, I predict World War III, the sixth trumpet war of Revelation.
Oh my gosh!
And that kills one third of mankind, and. There's another prophecy in the Bible that says Damascus will be destroyed and never inhabited again. So I predict that Damascus will get nuked.
Those are huge predictions. Now, tell me something about this in terms of the world war. Where will it start? Will it start in the Middle East?
Well, it says it'll start from the Euphrates River. That's what the Bible says.
Okay. Well, that's...
And we're
right
in all over the. We got 150,000 troops in the Euphrates River area.
All right, I'll put that down as a prediction. Some of these, obviously, we do not want to come true, but we will put them down and we put them in the vault. I'm going to be pulling out some more next hour, and we're going to go through those. I mean, there's just all kinds. One says it was revealed, Steve in San Francisco, for example, that Richard Nixon was behind the JFK assassination. Well, that didn't happen. Let's go to first-time caller Nadine in Irvine, California. Hello, Nadine. Go ahead.
Hello. Happy New Year. I can't
you
believe
too.
I got through.
You too. What'd you do for New Year's Eve? What'd you do? It's almost midnight your way.
I'm sitting here in my room listening to you.
Perfect.
I didn't want to miss anything. Anyway, I've had a dream. I've been having a dream that you're going to fall in love this year.
I am?
Yes.
I'm always in love. I love people.
I mean, really heart-throbbing, like a bolt out of the sky kind
you
of a love.
You think so? Really?
Yeah.
What makes you say that?
I don't know. I just hear something in your voice that you're open to it.
Hmm. But I love this show. That's my first love.
Anyways, Happy New Year. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Okay. You too, Nadine. I don't think we met. Aha. You're up to something. I can hear it in your voice. Nah. Hey, continue to make these calls. Call them in. I want to tell you a little bit more about what's in store coming up. In our next program and for the rest of the week. And then we're going to hit this break and come back with a couple more hours of predictions and open line calls as well. On our Tuesday program, Gerald Celente, first hour, we're going to talk about the fiscal cliff. My, oh, my, it will affect a lot of people. And then we'll get into special interviews with psychics and astrologers. That'll be on our live New Year's night show. And then we're talking about Bigfoot and Chupacabra on our Wednesday program. Michael Maloof joins us with an incredible story about a nation forsaken, about EMPs, the escalating threat of an American catastrophe. Incredible story. Then we're back to Fridays with open lines, and we're going to be talking about a student of unexplained phenomena and a longtime member of the Noetic Sciences. So make sure you're part of that show as well. Those of you who want to email me, very easy to do that. That's George@coasttocoastam.com, George@coasttocoastam.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter just by going to coasttocoastam.com as well. You'll find all that information up there in the upper right-hand corner. Back with more of your calls on Coast to Coast AM.